Houston, say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a main beam undervolt.
Roger, main beam undervolt. Okay, stand by, 13, we're looking at it.
Okay, right now, Houston, the voltage is looking good. And we had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there. And as I recall, BP was the one that had a amp spike on it once before.
Roger, Fred.
In the interim here, we're starting to go ahead and button up the tunnel again.
Roger.
Yeah, that jolt must have rocked the sensor on C-now and O2 quantity 2. It's was oscillating down around 20 to 60%. Now it's full-scale high again.
Roger.
And Houston, we have to restart on our computer. We have pink light and restart reset.
Roger, restart. And our pink light. Restart and pink
okay.
Reset.
And I'm looking at our service module, RCS Helium 1. We have B is bubble pool, and D is bubble pool. Helium 2, B is bubble pool, and secondary propellant, so I have A and C bubble pool. T-MAC temperatures.
Okay, AC2 is showing zip. I'm trying to reconfigure on that, Jack.
Roger.
Yeah, we got a... main
bus
A undervolt now,
too,
Sean.
Main A undervolt.
It's reading about 25 and a half. Main B's reading zip right now.
Stand by one, Jim. 13 Houston, we'd like you to attempt to reconnect fuel cell 1 to main A and fuel cell 3 to main B. Verify that quad delta is open.
Okay, Houston, I'm showing, I tried to reset, and fuel cell 1 and 3 are both showing gray flags, but they're both showing zip on the flows.
We copy. 13 Houston, we'd like you to open circuit fuel cell 1. Leave 2 and 3 as is.
Okay, I'll get to work on that.
Can I listen to me looking out the hatch that we are inventing something? We are venting something out into space.
Roger, we copy your venting.
It's a gas of some sort.